What would you think about coming back tonight? How'd you think you looked?
Yeah, I felt good. I felt good. I felt like I saw things well. And I thought I threw the ball really well. I mean, you know, the touchdown, I still haven't really seen it, but got hit on that one. And then, even the pick six was a good throw. The guy just flat out ran right through it. I mean, I watched the replay, and I threw it out high and away. I thought when I left my hand, it was going to be a completion. You know, so tippy cap to that guy. Made a great play, and on to the next one. It was just but overall, I thought we had some good things offensively. Obviously, we ran a lot of plays, ran the ball extremely well. Offensive line played pretty well. So, overall, it was a fairly solid night.
I know you said you got hit. You don't remember too much else, but can you take us through the touchdown pass?
Yeah, you know, it was the same exact play I threw the pick on to Jalen. We ran it five or six times, and you know, got a look where Keith pressed out there, and I'd missed him on a go ball earlier. Kind of overshot him, by 5 or 6 yards, and just wanted to give him a chance. You know, not you know, get a little more air on it maybe, and just let him you know go have a chance to go up and make a play. And it was kind of the same deal. I had a guy kind of bearing down on me. And just, like I said, when you get hit like that, you complete them. They don't hurt quite as bad. So that it was a good completion, great play by Mumph, and find a way to get in the end zone.
How enthused are you about this offense as a whole? I know you weren't playing with the frontline guys tonight, but just on the whole, operating this offense, because it's pretty complicated. You've talked about that in the past. Everybody plays a position as.
Yeah, you know, I think we're making a lot of strides. I think we've got guys that really bought in, and I think that's the key. I think we have guys that love playing football, and, you know, this system puts you in a position to be successful. You know, you just got to take coaching, trust the guys. The coaching staff is going to put you in a position to be successful, and I think that's what guys are doing, young guys included. I mean, you look at guys like Will and Braxton, you know, playing receivers tough in this system. They've come in and worked extremely hard. And older guys as well. I think overall, you know, we've done some nice things. Now we get to go do it for real against good football teams. And I think everybody's pretty anxious for the season.
With Mumphrey, is the improvement just one of those things? He's been in the league a year, or what else is there that he's gotten better at?
Well, he fits that mold of guys that work hard. You know, I think I watched the game from last year, and just the strides he's made from this time last year to where he is now, I think he's really, you know, really making some strides. Comes in every day, doesn't say a whole lot, just, you know, gets down to business. Whether it's running scout team or if he's out there with Brock and those guys, he tends to win his routes when he gets one-on-one, and has continued to show that he's getting better week in and week out. And so he's a young guy in this league, got a lot of promise. He's a guy that works hard, Again, you know, that's all you can ask for a guy like that.
What sort of a weapon is Akeem Hunt?
Yeah, you know, speed kills. You know, when you have speed like that, you know, he's able to, you know, kind of hold your breath when he starts bouncing things, but he's got a different gear than a lot of guys. So if you can get him in space and you can get the ball in his hands and let him kind of do his thing, he's dangerous.